Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the broadcast. Let's pray that this works. I was having a glitch and an error on my restream. What else is new? That's live streaming. Tonight's going to be amazing. Jump in. Man, I already feel the Holy Spirit anticipation. It's going to be an awesome night tonight. Welcome, everybody. Jump in. Let's give everybody a second to load. Hello, Emily. Hello, Daniel. Hello, Lucy. Tonight, we are having prayer. This is a prayer night. I'm going to be praying for those in the chat. Deliverance, healing, whatever it is you guys need, whatever ministry you guys need, I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be praying with you. Oh, hold on. We're live. Okay. My other screen was on. Anyways, like I was saying, whatever you need, we're going to be praying and having ministry time. And I want to challenge you to pray along with me. Don't just listen to me praying. Pray with me. Let's seek the Lord tonight. It's going to be an amazing night. Obviously, we don't have a podcast guest, so we're going to pray. We're going to seek the Lord. We have a lot of new guests that we're working on lining up, but you know, we got to remember that ministry is important. Ministering to people is important. Praying for people is important. I don't want to ever get away from that. It's easy to get away from that on the channel and, you know, teaching and preaching and doing reaction, all the stuff that gets the views. But I always want to make sure that I'm ministering and praying for people. And prayer is the backbone of our life, guys. Prayer has to be our oxygen, has to be our life source. If you do not have a prayer life, you will not survive. If you don't pray and seek the Lord, you will not survive. And it's something I need to do more. I want to do more is to seek the Lord and to pray. So I'm believing tonight, somebody's going to get excited about prayer. Somebody's going to get passionate for prayer. Someone's going to encounter God. This is the place that you encounter God, the place of prayer, the place of prayer. So Father, we just seek you tonight, Lord. Come on, let's just seek him. No agenda. Let's just cry out to the Lord. And we will be speaking in tongues as well. I know some of you are like, oh, the Bible says not to do that. We're not in a church service preaching in tongues. That's what Paul said, don't do. We are praying in a prayer meeting. So feel free to pray in tongues. I'm going to pray in tongues and let's seek the Lord. Father, tonight we seek you. Jesus, we seek you. God, we ask you tonight, God, that you would pour out your spirit upon us. God, we ask you tonight that you would move in signs and wonders. God, I pray tonight that those that have never encountered your spirit in your presence would encounter your presence. God, I pray tonight those that have never been baptized in the Holy Spirit would be baptized in the Holy Spirit. God, we're asking tonight, God, we're so hungry. We're asking for a fresh touch of your spirit. God, we're asking for encounter. Lord, we want to encounter you. God, we want to know you. Holy Spirit, we need you tonight. Holy Spirit, invade our homes. Come on, pray that. Holy Spirit, invade our families. God, touch our marriages. God, touch our children. God, we're so desperate for you. I thought about the scripture that says, even before he does it, Mark 11:24, when you pray and ask, believe you received it, and you'll be given what you ask for. Before you even do it, before he even does it, believe, thank him for it. God, thank you for the breakthrough you're releasing. Thank you for the deliverance, God. Thank you for the healing, Lord. Thank you for saving my kids. God, thank you for restoring my marriage. God, thank you for opening up my eyes spiritually. God, thank you for dreams and visions. Come on, believe you've received it. God, we receive your healing touch tonight. Thank you, Lord. God, we're gonna keep knocking. We're going to keep asking. We're going to keep seeking. That's the key, guys. The answered prayer is you bug the judge. You keep going before him. Matthew 7:7. If you ask, if you knock, if you seek, you'll find. He'll open. Come on. If you got to do it, you got to do it. If you seek, you'll find. Tonight, we seek the Lord. In your own words, just seek the Lord. God, I seek you tonight. We're going to pray for healing and deliverance, all that. Don't worry. We're going to go about an hour tonight. But I just want to seek the Lord. Jesus, we seek you. God, we honor you. We thank you, Lord, for delivering us. We pray until God moves. Come on, we pray until he heals us, until he saves us, until he renews our mind. You got to keep asking. You got to keep knocking. Persistence. Some of you feel like I've prayed this 1,000 times, but tonight we ask again. Tonight we knock again. Just like the parable of the judge. The lady keeps asking. The judge says, fine, I'm tired of you asking. I'm going to answer. The guy at midnight that's knocking and knocking, and his friend's like, dude, I'm trying to go to sleep, stop. And the guy won't stop bugging him. And the Bible says prayers are answered based on the fact that we're shameless. We have shameless persistence. I'm going to keep going to God again tonight for my healing. Lord, I pray tonight, release your healing touch over people in Jesus' name. It's
Ta robobo kota sandia. Du sambiada mo kumba santiada makurabasa. Ta somborobo kundiada mando bosata rabakata.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, just put your hands up. Thank you, Lord, that you're touching people right now, that your presence is moving. God, I pray you would stir up spiritual gifts in people tonight. God, I pray people that have never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, tonight is your night to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray baptize people in your spirit. Come on, baptize people in your spirit, Lord. Some of you need to repent. Acts 2:38, we must repent. If you want the Holy Spirit, you got to repent. You got to turn from your sin and you got to ask. Luke 11 says, ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask for the Holy Spirit. He's not going to give you something bad if you ask for something good. Lord, we ask you. We're thirsty. John 7 says, be thirsty for the Holy Spirit. God, we're thirsty for the Holy Spirit. Lord, I'm hungry as a deer longs for water. So my soul thirsts for you, oh God. Come on, where can I go stand before you? Psalms 24, I have to have clean hands, a pure heart. Don't tell lies. Don't worship idols. These are the people that can stand before the Lord. Lord, release your power. God, release your touch right now. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord, that you're breaking chaos in people's homes. You're breaking discord in people's homes. God, that you're bringing peace to our house, God. You're bringing peace to our mind. I pray for minds. If you've been struggling in your mind, anxiety, depression, fear, just irrational phobias, torment in your mind, racing thoughts, unclean thoughts, struggling to sleep at night, overthinking, underthinking. Amen. God, I just pray right now peace in our minds. In the storm of our mind, God, I pray that you would bring peace. I pray that, God, you would bring rest upon people right now. Thank you, Lord, for bringing peace. Thank you, Lord. Come on, just put your hand on your mind right now. God, touch our mind, I pray, in Jesus' name. Father, we're asking. We don't have to repeat ourselves over and over like the Pharisees do, thinking we're going to get something if we say the same thing over and over again. We're just asking the Lord. That's all prayer is, not fancy. Lord, we're asking you to restore minds in Jesus' name. God, I'm asking you to heal minds in Jesus' name. Touch your people tonight, Lord. Baptize your people tonight, Lord. Come on, ask for that prayer language. Ask the Lord to give that to you. Stir it up in us, Lord. We pray, Holy Spirit, stir up tongues of fire. Tongues of fire resting upon each person in this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we need you more. God, we can't live without you. Tell the Lord that right now. God, I can't live without you. God, I need you. I'm desperate for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I'm desperate for a touch from you, Lord. Move upon your people tonight, God. Move upon Christopher, God. Move upon Barb right now in Jesus' name. Move upon Jocelyn, Jaden, God. Touch Michelle in Jesus' name. Kirsten, I just pray, Holy Spirit, open that job opportunity up for her right now. Thank you, Lord, for restoring our minds. Thank you, Lord, for bringing peace to the storms in our life, God. Thank you for Benjamin, that you're just touching him right now. You're delivering him right now, God. I pray every demonic spirit would leave Benjamin in Jesus' name. I pray for Debbie, Lord, that you would just bless her. Debbie Flores, let the Lord bless you right now. Holy Spirit, you know what she needs. Guys, pray for those in the chat typing stuff as well. Let's all pray for each other. Pray for each other. Lord, we need you. Tongues of fire. Tongues of fire. In Jesus' name. Boso rombo koti aramando bobo sota. Kimba sata aramando bosoto. Thank you, Lord, for saving our families. Thank you, Lord, for that prodigal. Thank you, Lord, for Mr. Jim that feels stuck. That you're going to show him a way out, Lord. You're going to show him the next step to take in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you're breaking demonic attacks off of Helen in Jesus' name. Fire upon us, God. Consume us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're healing Debbie's stomach. We pray for you, Debbie. God, heal you in Jesus' name. God, heal you in Jesus' name. Peace in our mind right now. Thank you, Lord, for Andrea's husband, Ramel. God, just touch him right now. Touch him right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for opening a job for Lady Blue. Thank you, Lord, for opening up a job opportunity. Holy Spirit, break drug addiction off of our friends and family. Break drug addiction right now. We pray. We intercede. Come on, we're standing in the gap tonight. We're standing in the gap interceding. God, we intercede for our friends and family that are bound. We command those demons to loose our family. Get off of them in Jesus' name. Come on, go into spiritual warfare for your family and friends. Who are you praying for to be delivered? Command those things to leave right now. We command those things to leave right now in Jesus' name.
Satan, you have no power. Satan, you have no power. We pray healing in Jesus' name. God, help us to recognize the plans and the strategies of the enemy. Help us to recognize the strategies and plans of the enemy. In Jesus' name. God, I pray for Esther's right eye, God, that you would heal it right now in hair loss. Touch her body in Jesus' name. Break addiction, Lord. Pray for Laura Lee's son, God. Touch him right now in Jesus' name. God, I pray for Felt, for financial problems. Lord, make a way, make a way. God, I pray doors open. A lot of you are talking about you need a job. God, I pray you would open up the doors. Open up the doors, Lord. Just have your way, God. Healing in the mind, God. I thank you for Denise that you're touching her lower back right now. I pray the healing power of God to touch her lower back. In Jesus' name. Holy Ghost fire. Touch your people right now, Lord. Touch your people right now, Lord. I pray for Candida's kids. Deliver them. Come on, intercede. Stand in the gap. That's what intercession is. It's standing in the gap. We stand in the gap for our friends and family, our grandkids. Come on, pray for them right now. Say their names. God, touch our grandkids. Lord, touch our kids. God, touch our unsafe family, Lord. Save them in Jesus' name. Pray for Amy's husband, Caesar. God, break the addictions. Break the drug addictions, Lord. Touch him right now, God. Break the chains. Break the chains, God. Break the generational curses. Lord, I pray for Audrey, you'd open up a job. God, I pray for Haley, that gum disease she's going through since her pregnancy. God, I pray you would touch her mouth and heal her. I pray for Jay's intrusive thoughts that you just bring restoration right now. I forgot to put it on slow mode, guys. So I know it's a little bit wild. It is what it is. I forgot to do that. God, I pray for Uriah. Just touch her wrist in Jesus' name. If I already prayed to you that for that request, guys, don't keep spamming it, please. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God, I pray for gamers. Is that mom diagnosed with Alzheimer's? God, we just ask for your healing touch. Yeah, we pray for those in Texas going through this storm and this flood. Do miracles, Lord. Save people there, God. Touch people there right now. Pray for Jill, Keith, Nick, and Summer. I think that's Joy's family. Lord, I pray bring breakthrough right now. Touch them with your Holy Spirit. Touch your people, God. Lord, we're so hungry, God. I pray you'd heal Ruby from panic attacks. No more panic attacks. Every demonic spirit must go. Every demonic spirit must go. Suicide and depression over Rachel. We break your power now. Suicide and depression, go now out of everybody in Jesus' name. Every foul spirit must go in the name of Jesus. Go now. Leave their bodies now. Leave their bodies now. Holy Spirit, I pray for T&L Ruiz's son, God. Give him the ability to speak, Lord. Give him the ability to speak in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, have your way. Break porn addiction, God. Break that spirit of lust off of people. God, give them discipline to flee from lust in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I pray marriage is restored. A lot of you are praying for your husband or your wife. God, I pray restore marriages right now. God, I just pray, break addiction off the husbands. Break addiction off the wives. Restore trust, God. Do a miracle, Lord. Some of you have lost love. There's something else I want to pray for. I just thought about it. But some of you have lost love for your spouse. I've seen people that are out of love. They do not love their spouse anymore. I've seen God restore the love and the passion. Supernaturally. Some of you right now are like, I have no love for my husband. I have no love for my wife. And you want to, but you just don't. And I've seen the Lord restore that love, restore that passion. And I just pray, Lord, do it right now. I pray, God, do it right now. Restore the love and the passion. There's another thing I want to pray for. And some of you will never tell anyone this. And you've never told anybody this. But it is an attack of the enemy. It's a strategy of the enemy. You don't love your kids. You don't love your kids. For whatever reason, something happened. Probably a demonic spirit, honestly. But you want to love your kids, but you just don't love them. You don't like them. Whatever way you want to put it. And I just pray, Holy Spirit, help them right now. Help them right now, God. Deliver them from whatever spirit it is causing them not to love their kids. God, I pray you'd help them to love their kids. Help them to be patient with their kids. You know, some of you, your kids are disobedient. They're wild. And you've just lost love. You're just angry at them all the time. Your temper short with them. I get it. God wants to restore that right now. Restore love for our kids, God. I pray those that don't love their kids, God, that are just struggling with their children. Lord, I just ask you that you would restore the love, restore the passion, God, restore the connection that they have in Jesus' name. God, break the curse. Every generational curse, we pray, break it in Jesus' mighty name. God, I pray you would give us discipline God, discipline us for the word. Discipline us for prayer. In Jesus' name. Come on, ask the Lord right now to give you an appetite for prayer. Ask the Lord to give you a desire for prayer. Ask the Lord to make you hungry to pray again. God, I've lost my desire to pray. I pray, God, make me hungry for prayer. Give me an appetite for prayer, an appetite for worship. Come on, he'll do it right now. An appetite for prayer and worship. Lord, help me to crave prayer and worship. Lord, that would not be something I force, but God, I want to pray. I want to read. Come on, ask him to give you an appetite for prayer right now. I pray for Marcia, God. Heal her body right now after that car accident. In Jesus' name. Touch Austin. Deliver Austin right now. I pray for Malachi and Malachi's mother. Thank you, Jesus. Naya's first time here. Welcome, Naya. We pray the Lord bless you and touch you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Ruby and that you're just going to heal jaw pain right now. And guys, when you see these requests, pray as well. I'm not the only one praying. There's 800 people in here on Facebook and YouTube. So all of us can pray together. That's all it's about is praying, seeking the Lord. Prayer works. I'm telling you guys, some of you think you're throwing darts with your eyes closed at a dartboard. You're playing roulette. No, prayer works. No prayers that we're praying tonight are useless. Everything's is working. It's happening. This is what the Bible tells us to do. We're doing what Jesus said to do, and it works. And there's results. And some of you don't see results because you don't pray. And God's like, you need to start praying. You're going to see results. And then you see your prayer answer. There's joy in answered prayer, the Bible says. God, I pray right now. Who's this? Let me scroll. And I know there's a lot of comments coming in. I'm trying. Somebody was trying to stay sober. God, help them be sober. I lost your comment. Lord, I pray right now. Help them to you know who they are, Lord. Help them to stay sober in Jesus' name, God. No desires for alcohol. No desire for drugs. God, we need you tonight. God, I pray for those that aren't able to have kids, God, that you would open up their womb and they would conceive in Jesus' name. Technically, it should be almost impossible for us to have kids. We have four kids. I've seen people where the doctor said, you cannot have kids. They have kids right now. The Lord can do miracles. The Lord can do miracles in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I pray you'd bring. You know, a lot of you are praying for a spouse. Pray. Lord, bring me the right one. Some of you need, Lord, bring me the right wife. God, bring me a man of God. Bring me the right husband. Lord, we ask you, send the right person, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. God, I pray for Monique's son, Daniel Alvarez. He was hit by a car 7 months ago. Having seizures, you said, or passing out? What is that? I think you said having seizures. I just pray right now for Daniel Alvarez. God, heal him right now. Heal his mind, heal his body, touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for touching your people right now. Thank you, Lord, for Kiara, that you're just removing those acid reflux and the symptoms and the pain. Sleep paralysis, God. Satan, get your hands off of us. Let the devil know he has no power over you. You're not going to attack me at night anymore. You're not going to attack me in the morning. You're not going to attack me, period. Get your hands off me, Satan. Let the demons know they have no more power over you. Get out of me in Jesus' name. You have no power. God, I pray for SDA's marriage. Restore it in Jesus' mighty name. All of those that are being attacked at night by demons, get off of them in Jesus' name. We bind you, Satan. We bind every demonic spirit. Go into the abyss and never return. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind every demonic spirit. Go into the abyss and never return in Jesus' name. Out now in Jesus' name. Out, you foul spirit. Out, you foul spirit. Go now. Every unclean spirit must go right now. Satan, you are a liar. We command you out of their bodies. They are not your home. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, give Michael mental clarity right now. I pray, God, you would heal Jeremiah's brain in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Every spirit must go. I pray for Robin, who has vaccine injury. God, touch Robin right now. Healing touch. Healing touch, God. I pray for Sharon for blood pressure issues in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm telling you right now, some of you, as we're praying, God is removing the desire for alcohol. After this prayer meeting, you will no longer want to drink. You're going to be sick to your stomach smelling it. If I smell alcohol, it makes me sick to my stomach. The Lord did that for me. I pray that alcohol, vaping, cigarettes, nicotine, all this garbage would make you just, ugh, makes me sick to think about it. No more chew, no more vape, no more alcohol, no more marijuana. Some of you right now are on the verge like, I don't know, God, are you okay with me smoking weed? No, he's not. He's not okay with you coming under the influence of anything that is not the Holy Spirit. Put the weed away. Go throw it away. I was going to say burn it. Don't burn it. Okay, don't burn it. Probably don't flush it down the toilet too because you're going to clog up your pipes. Go throw it away. Throw it in the trash. Get rid of it. Go take it to, I don't know, a public dumpster. I don't know what. But get rid of it. No more weed. You've been praying. God, confirm it. This is your confirmation. No more marijuana. No more coming under the influence. No more vape. Come on, who needs to get free from the vape addiction? I've heard that that addiction to vaping is so strong. People just cannot quit that thing. And you've justified it. It's not as bad as cigarettes. No, no more vaping. In the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver us. Lord, deliver us. Deliver us, God. Come on, pray, 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 pray. God, Sue, I pray you'd heal her of tinnitus. Maylee, I pray you'd heal her of excruciating pain. Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Touch people right now, God. Touch people. Break addiction. Sexual addiction. Lust. Have your way, God. Foul language. Come on, who needs that? Who needs that? Who needs the Lord to help you? God, I just pray right now. Guys, I'm telling you, before I was saved and had my encounter, I had a foul mouth. I am a witness, a testimony that God can deliver you from cussing, can change your mind. You won't even think of the words anymore. I don't say this to brag, but I want to say this as a testimony that you can do it. Trust me, if God can do it in me, I am nobody. He can do it in you. I have not said a cuss word since the day I got saved. That was 15 years ago. You can do it. And I used to cuss nonstop. I had a terrible mouth. And the Lord cleansed me, washed my mouth. It doesn't even pop in my head whenever I stub my toe or anything. God can do that for you. God, I just pray right now, deliver them, Lord, from this desire to cuss and curse. And I pray, Lord, that the thought would not even come in their head to say a curse word. Cursing and cussing is not for believers. Not for believers. Holy Spirit, help them. Come on, who is that that needs help with that? Help us, God. Help our mouth, Lord. Help our mind. No more. No more cussing in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I just pray the thoughts would not even come. I pray the thoughts would not even come. That you would just cleanse our mind. Yeah, someone said, a lot of you are saying I have a foul mouth and angry outburst. God, help us right now. Every demonic spirit must go. We bind you, Satan. No more. No more. No more. We pray for complete healing over Gwendolyn, God. Complete healing over Gwendolyn. In Jesus' name. God, I pray you'd break for Joy Lynn. I just pray right now, no more cigarettes. God, break the addiction. No withdrawals. I pray she would not even think about it. Lord, she would run to scripture every time she wants to go smoke. She would run to scripture every time she wants to smoke. Yeah, Moonchild, I curse for no reason. A lot of people do. A lot of people need help with that. The Lord can help you. Lean on him. Go to him for help. Just say, God, help me. I need your help. Help me. Those of you addicted to pornography, I'm telling you, God can set you free. I'm a testimony to that. He set me free. He can set you free as well. He can set you free from these evil things that the world calls normal. Don't settle, guys. I'm telling you, this is a word from God. Do not settle for, this is just normal that I smoke. This is just normal that I cuss. This is just normal that I watch porn. Everybody does. No, it's not normal. Don't settle. Break the shame. God, I pray you'd wash everyone of shame. Wash the shame away and just cleanse them with your blood. Cleanse them with your blood. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God, you're just moving, Lord. Do what only you can do in us tonight, God. Do what only you can do in me tonight, Lord. Break that, Lord. Those that are fornicating, guys, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. If you are being intimate outside of marriage, you are fornicating and you will not inherit the kingdom of God. It's a very serious thing. Today, it stops. The Lord's convicting you right now. Get convicted. No more fornicating. You better tell him not till we're married. You better tell her not till we're married. If they can't wait till marriage, they're not the person to marry. They're not the person to marry. If they can't wait for marriage, they're not the person to marry. Ask the Lord to help you. What's up, bro? I see you. Jeremy, I pray, Lord, that the Lord would touch you, Jeremy. God, I pray for Jeremy. God, open doors for him, Lord. Speak to him clearly, God. Have your way. Open doors, Lord, for his business, for his finances, for his family. Lord, bless him. Turn things around today in Jesus' name, God. Help him today, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. For whatever it is he's struggling with, God, whatever it is he's fighting, I pray for Jeremy. You would just touch him right now. Glad you're in here, my bro. God, I just pray right now, break addiction off of people. Break addiction off of people right now. Help us, God. We want to know you. We want to serve you. You know, the Bible says sin separates us from God. I want to know God. I want to hear his voice. Am I the only one? I want to experience him. And my sin separates me from him. It puts distance. Now I'm not hearing him anymore. I'm not experiencing him. The peace, the joy, the love, that purpose that I wake up with is gone because I'm allowing sin in between me and God. God hasn't changed. I'm the one that put my sin before God. Lord, cleanse us of our sin. Help us, God. Convict us, Lord, when we're doing wrong. Some of you, the Lord's going to give you conviction. You're like, oh, I just feel wrong about that. You used to be fine with it. You used to be okay. You used to be entertaining. But now you feel convicted about it. Trust me, that's God. I'm telling you guys, I was bad. Partying, drinking, everything. My mom and dad are in here. You know, they cringe when I tell my story, but I was doing all the stuff I shouldn't have been doing. But then the Lord changed my life and convicted me and washed me and cleansed me only by his grace. It's not works. It's not legalism. It's the grace and the power of God. So we pray, Lord, touch him with that power. Touch him with that power in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let your power flow through them. I'm telling you, some of you are going to have encounters right now with the Lord. You close your eyes, you let the Lord touch you. The Bible says his face shines brighter than the noonday sun. Sometimes I like to close my eyes and picture Jesus's face is brighter than the sun. Brighter than the sun. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way. Thank you, Lord. Revival in our families, God. Revival in our lives. Lord, help us to be better parents. Come on, pray that. Lord, help us to be better parents to our kids. Guys, it's so easy to let the iPad disciple them. Me and my wife, we got fed up this last week because our kids have just been bickering and just fighting nonstop. We just said, no more iPads, no more electronics, none of it, no more. Only music we're listening to. Well, we only listen to Christian music, but now I said, only worship music for till your eyes' attitudes change. So no Christian rap, no Christian country, no Christian anything. We're only worship music for now and no iPads, none of that because we just need peace back in our home. Our house has been chaos. Our kids have been fighting nonstop. And my wife and I said, we need peace back. So things got to change. Chore list, making the chore list. And we need more God. Some of you need that. God, help us to be better parents. And I need God's help. Trust me. No, trust me. If you think I'm a perfect dad or this or that, I need help. My wife, we need help. We got four small kids. Ask the Lord to help you be a better parent. God, help us to be better parents. Help us to raise our kids in Christ and be godly examples and be patient and be kind. Help us to be more patient with our kids, Lord. Help us to spend more time with them, not be distracted by our phones and our devices. And I'm asking the Lord to do that in me. But some of you, you need the Lord to help you. I need the Lord to help me. I know I'm for sure raising my hand tonight. God, help me to be a better parent. Help me to be a better husband, Lord. Help me to be more loving. Help me to be more kind and caring and patient. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Give us, God, compassion for people. I just pray for compassion for those that are lost, those that are poor, hungry, unsaved. Lord, let our heart break for them. When we see people that are demonized that need deliverance, God, let our heart break for those that are demonized around us that need deliverance. God, help us to share our faith. Help us to share our faith in Jesus' name. The one who needs compassion, I do. I need compassion for people. And you know, I want to witness more. I want to share more. I want to be more loving, more caring. Jesus, release compassion. We know that Jesus was moved by compassion. The Lord, let us be moved by compassion in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Touch your people tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal Anthony right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for healing Anthony. Thank you, Lord, for touching his body. Thank you, Lord, for restoring him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. God, I pray for financial doors to open. Those of you that have businesses, those of you that are working hard, but you can't overcome, you can't get ahead. I just pray for financial breakthrough. And I want to say this. One of the basically things God did in the Old Testament, like if you look at Haggai, this happened, is the people didn't make God a priority. And so God said, your finances will not be blessed. This is what God said. You're going to work and work and work. And this is what he said. But you're going to put money in pockets that have holes in them. No matter how hard you work, it feels like the money's just going. Where's it going? It's just falling out of my pockets. Ever felt that before? The reason was, is they weren't putting God first. Some of you are struggling financially right now because you're not putting God first. You don't trust him to provide for you. You don't trust him to provide for you. But I'm telling you, as you start putting God first, he will bless your finances. God, I pray we'd put you first so that you, and you will bless our finances. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto you. God wants to bless you. You don't think God has money? God wants to bless you. There's nothing wrong with having money, but what's wrong is if you're serving mammon. But if you seek the Lord, God will bless you. God wants to prosper you. Now, it doesn't mean everybody's going to be rich. Everybody's going to, you know, we're all going to be persecuted. We're all going to go through trials and hard times, but God will open up the windows of heaven. As you're giving, as you're helping people, God will help you. God will help you. Thank you, Lord, for your help, for financial breakthrough. God, I pray for unity in families and relationships. There's been, for some of you, torment in your family. There's been, I'm telling you right now, let the Lord speak through me. Let the Holy Spirit speak through me tonight. Take it as a word from God. Some of you have not spoken to your family in years because you have unforgiveness. Tonight is your night. Release the unforgiveness in Jesus' name. Some of you are going to get delivered right now, releasing unforgiveness. Release it in Jesus' name. No more unforgiveness. Call them tonight. Friends, family, whoever it is, call them tonight and say, I'm sorry. Listen, if you have not talked to your sister, your brother, your parents, your cousin, aunt, uncle for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years because you're offended of something stupid, you need to call them tonight. You need to call them tonight and just apologize, get right, and just say, hey, I'm sorry, whatever. Let's get over it. Life's too short to have all this unforgiveness with people. No more strife. No more contention. No more unforgiveness and bitterness. If you don't forgive them, the Bible says God can't forgive you and won't forgive you. So Lord, please help us, God, to forgive. Help us, God. Some of you need to forgive. Pastors, leaders, parents. Let it go right now. Don't keep that unforgiveness. You're like praying for deliverance and you're not getting deliverance because you're not getting rid of your unforgiveness. I release my unforgiveness. I renounce it. Go ahead and just say their name. You don't have to type in the chat. Say their name. I forgive you. I forgive you. Whatever their name is, we release it. And I'm telling you, unforgiveness will hold back your healing. Unforgiveness will hold back your deliverance. Unforgiveness will prevent you from receiving the miracle God has for you. I'm telling you that right now. Unbelief will also do that. God, help our unbelief. Lord, help us to have faith in you like never before. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way. Come on, don't let politics get in the way of your family. Healing in the bodies, God. Right now, whoever's sick in body, I pray you'd be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Touch their bodies, God. Heal their bodies. Restore their bodies right now. I pray, God, that you would strengthen those in a trial right now. I pray, God, you would strengthen those that are being tested right now. God, give us strength in trials. Let us build our house on the solid rock. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all the forgiveness being released. When you forgiving them is not saying what they did was right, but you're releasing yourself from your own prison. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die from it. You're only poisoning and hurting yourself. Father, we release unbelief to you, God. If I have any unbelief, pray that God would search your heart and remove any unbelief. God, if there's any unbelief in me, God, I pray you would search it, you would expose it, and you would get rid of it. You'd just remove it out of me in Jesus' name. We release unbelief in the mighty name of Jesus. We release it right now. Thank you, Jesus. God, I pray for Cheryl right now that you would heal her of cancer. God, heal Cheryl right now, Lord. We curse that cancer. We rebuke cancer over anybody watching this. Cancer, you must leave now. Get out of our body. Leave now in Jesus' name. God, I pray for Cheryl that, Lord, you would just touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And then all the cancer would leave. Every cancerous cell would go, would leave. We take authority over that cancer. We pray the healing power of God over Cheryl right now. Touch her body, Lord, in Jesus' name. Touch her body right now in Jesus' name, God. We pray for Cheryl. Heal her, Lord. Heal her, heal her, God. Top of her head to the soles of her feet, healing wave, God. Thank you, Lord, that you're doing a work that we believe it right now. God, I pray for Ty, breakthrough, restoration, healing. Lord, everybody in the chat, you know what they're going through, guys. We have about 1,000 people on here on Facebook and YouTube, which is amazing. God knows what you're going through. God, I pray every person on here, Lord, praying that you would answer, you would hear our prayers, that nothing would hinder our prayers, God. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for, Deborah's grandbaby, Hadley, that you'd bring healing right now. Heal Hadley in Jesus' name. I pray for Diane's back, says I can barely walk. God, I pray for Diane's back, God, heal her right now. Touch her back right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for touching her back. All down her back, healing power of God. Sickness, leave, you can't stay. Get out, sickness, right now. Get out, sickness, right now. You have no power. Soroboko tasa. I pray for Rebecca, cooking with Rebecca, her kid's salvation. Lord, save them. Light them on fire. Anoint them right now, God, her kids. Come on, God's promised you your kids will be saved. God, we hold you to your promise. I even pray for trauma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I'm healing trauma. Some of you have went through trauma, family members you've lost, whatever. You know, I can name a million traumatic things that you might have gone through. The Lord can heal your trauma. The Lord can break that PTSD that you have from the trauma. Every spirit of trauma must go now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of lust, go now in the name of Jesus. I pray for Roberto Flores for his high blood pressure. Lord, heal him right now. Pain, go. Pain, go. Pain, go. In Jesus' name. God, I pray for people that are struggling to understand what God's plan is for your life. Help us, Lord, to understand your plan and purpose. Help us, Lord, to understand your plan and purpose, God. Make it clear what you want us to do. Just pray right now for, God, I pray for your purpose to be established in my life. Just pray that right now. God, I want to do what you want me to do. Whatever you want me to do, God, I'll do it. That's a dangerous prayer. I dare you to pray that. God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Yes, here I am. Send me. Get rid of it, Lord. Whatever's in me that's not of you, remove it. Point out, God, whatever's in me that offends you, that's not of you. Remove it, I pray, in Jesus' name. Remove it, I pray, in Jesus' name. Suraba katia sandaraba. Topobo sokia makuraramando bosataraba. Yeah, I pray, Sharon, that you'd be healed of trauma right now. You'd be healed of trauma right now. Some of you, God's convicting you of stuff you need to get rid of. There's areas in your life you need to get rid of. Just touch him right now, God. I pray for Noah's aunt, you just break the power of witchcraft. Break the power of witchcraft in Jesus' name. We ask for health, breakthrough. Some of you need to renounce whatever you've been dealing with, whatever sin. Just let it go. I don't want it anymore. I renounce it. I get rid of it. I remove it. Remove it. Every demonic spirit must go right now. Every demonic spirit must go right now. Some of you have New Age books, Ouija boards, tarot cards, crystals. Burn it. Tonight, you got to burn it. Pour the alcohol down the drain tonight. Come on, no more fighting it. Get rid of the little marijuana gummy bears. Come on, who are you fooling? Cookies, brownies. Get rid of it all tonight. Get under the conviction of God. Things will change, guys, when you start removing the sin out of your life. I pray for Kelly, Lord. Deliver him from cigarettes. Deliver him from cigarettes in Jesus' mighty name. Anoint your people. I pray, God, you would stir up spiritual gifts. Use these people. Pray that the Lord would use you to minister and to preach and to prophesy. Stir up the spiritual gifts. Casting out demons, healing the sick. Stir it up in Jesus' mighty name. Stir it up in Jesus' mighty name. I pray for healing over Alonzo's daughter, Melody, and Alaya, God, Alaya. Touch him right now, God. Guys, I believe God can heal. Some of you are asking for a prayer for your kids with autism. Why could God not heal that? I think he can. I believe God can heal those that have autistic kids. I believe God can heal anything. Anything. If your kid's mute, if they're deaf, if they're blind. There was kids in the Bible that couldn't talk, and God healed them and God delivered them. I don't care what they're diagnosed with. Why is that controversial to say? God can heal them. Lord, heal everyone that's in this chat that has a kid that's autistic. Lord, I pray you'd heal them of autism. Why wouldn't God be able to do that? He can do that. He can do anything. Your prayers will not start getting answered till you get to a place where you go, God can do anything. Name something God can't do, you can't. Anything. If you can open the ocean, you don't think you can heal your kid of autism? It's not wrong to pray for God to heal them. If I had a kid that was had autism, I would pray for them. I would pray for them. I'd love them and pray for them. And I wouldn't stop praying. Why can't God answer that? He can do it. He can do it in Jesus' mighty name. I do believe it. He can do it. There was a kid that was at one of our services that was nonverbal. His dad was a pastor. He was nonverbal, autistic, and God healed him. And the dad recorded a video of him talking in full sentences. That was at one of our meetings in Tennessee. One of the revival conferences we did. God can heal. Maybe you don't believe that, but until you start believing, you will not see your prayer answered. Don't be double-minded. Don't be double-minded. Like, well, I don't know, maybe. No, we're not doing all that. We're not doing, I don't know, maybe. Holy Spirit, touch your people. Cancer, you have to go. Everybody that has cancer in here, just begin to pray for healing right now. Cancer, you cannot stay in our body any longer. It is not from the Lord. Out of our bodies now, we bind you, cancer. We rebuke you. We pray the healing power of God. God, I pray for Denny, for Parkinson's, God. Heal him right now. Heal Denny in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, have your way. Someone said he can do it. He did it for my son. My son talks now. There you go. Erica just said her son talks now. God healed him. He can do it. He can do it. He's a testimony. Her son's a testimony to what God has done. Thank you, Jesus. Cancer, go. God, I pray over every person that has this foul disease of cancer that you would heal them right now from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. No more cancer. No more sickness. No more pain. Holy Spirit, have your way. Come on, just pray in the Spirit. Touch your people, God. Holy Spirit, pour out. Passion, God. Hunger. Breakthrough. Come on, breakthrough's coming right now. Breakthrough in marriages. Breakthrough in our bodies. Breakthrough in our finances. Pour out your Spirit, God. Anoint people tonight. Release callings. Release destinies, God, I pray tonight. No more fogginess or confusion. Breakthrough's coming to your house. Breakthrough's coming to your house. Healing power of God from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Every disease has to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sound mind. Thank you, Billy, for that. That was kind of you. Thank you. I'm glad you're checking that out. Sound mind. No more brain fog. No more confusion. In the mighty name of Jesus. No more paranoia. Some of you are paranoid. Like, oh, this person's following me home. They're out to get me. You're just always paranoid. No more of that. And then something else. What is it called? Is a hypochondriac where you always think you're sick. You're always like, think you're sick and dying. We come against that right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. We come against that right now in Jesus' name. Hypochondriac. Always thinking you're sick. Always think you're going to die. This and that. God, I pray you deliver them right now. Deliver them right now in Jesus' name. I pray for Nick's anxiety, God, and discomfort. I pray, touch him right now. Touch Nick, God, in Jesus' name. We're hungry. We're thirsty. Come on, we're going to go a couple more minutes. We'll hang out for the last like 10 minutes and talk, answer questions. But let's go like 10 more minutes. And Jared and Candace will be live at 7 in 15 minutes with worship and prayer. You can just flow right into that. So you get a water break and then right into Jared and Candace's stream. I hope many of you stick around. There's 1,200 of you on. I hope many of you stick around for Jared and Candace's stream. I'll tell you guys this. You cannot have too much prayer. You cannot have too much worship. God, we need more prayer. If I can get these streams where people are on praying, if Jared and Candace are on, I'm in there. I'm praying. I want to be a part of what God is doing. I'm hungry. I have an unquenchable hunger for the presence of God. Lord, release your presence on your people tonight. Release your presence on people. No more anxiety. Fight for your breakthrough tonight. In the name of Jesus, no more anxiety. I want you to pray for your unsaved parents right now. The Lord wants to touch your unsaved parents. I'm so grateful that my parents are saved. But there's so many of you that have unsaved parents. Come on, pray right now. God, save my parents, Lord. Save them, God. I'm begging. Remember the lady that begged the judge? And the Bible says, look, if this lady was begging a secular, ungodly judge, and the judge answered, won't our Heavenly Father answer us when we bug him and we beg him? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with begging God, seeking him. Lord, we're asking you. Some of you said, well, Isaiah, you said we're believers, not beggars. That's when it comes to deliverance. When we command demons to leave, we don't beg the demons to leave. We're not beggars, we're believers. But when it comes to seeking the Lord, you could beg the Lord. You can cry out to God, get desperate, get on your knees. God, I'm begging you, save my parents, Lord. Their eternity depends on it, God. They can't die and go to hell. I can't live with that. I can't live with that. God, save my family. Save my family, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Save my family, God. Touch them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Sukabasa robosa. Tisamba tabako tiaramando bokotasa. Tiasarabasu kurumumobosa tiamando bosa kurabasa. Healing power. God, I pray, heal faith, hope, and love of lupus. Heal them right now, God. No more sickness, no more disease. Come on, touch our family, God. Bring revival to our house and our family. No more anxiety living my blessed life. I don't know your name, but no more anxiety. No more anxiety. Pray without ceasing. God, let prayer be our oxygen where it's just, man, it's like breathing. We just pray, we seek the Lord. Holy Spirit, anoint them. Holy Spirit, anoint them. Thank you, Lord. Guys, it's so powerful when we come together in prayer. God is working. God is moving. Jesus, we worship you. We praise you, God, for who you are. Thank you for delivering people tonight, God. Thank you for healing people tonight. God, I pray tonight you sparked a fire for prayer in people. I pray tonight, God, you started something in them that they're just going to want to keep going for prayer. Thank you, Lord. Move in our hearts, God. God, let us be sensitive to you. Let our heart be tender to you, God. Let our heart be tender, God, and soft to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Soften our heart, God. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Fresh fire, fresh anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Breakthrough, 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 healing, deliverance. Removing lust, God, thank you. God wants to free you. You're crying out. God's like, I want to do it in you. Keep asking. I want to do it. I want to do it. He's such a good God. He's such a faithful God. Holy Spirit, do what only you can do. Thank you, Lord. Open blind eyes, open deaf ears, God. Healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Touch your people, God. Let these prayers, God, not fall on deaf ears, but we know you hear our prayers. We know you hear our prayers, God. We know that your arm is strong. You're not weak. You're going to do it, God. Have your way. Have your way. What an amazing time tonight of prayer. I hope you get fired up for prayer. I hope the Lord sparks something in you tonight as we're praying and just moves upon you. We prayed, what, 2 weeks ago, also the week before. We're going to do it more. Maybe we'll also start transitioning from, you know, just Q&As to also prayer. The bottom line is we just need to do this more. I say it every time we're live with prayer, but we need to be a community that prays. They could call us crazy. They could say, oh, you're just into deliverance, whatever. We are people that pray. We're people that seek the Lord. Let us be known as those that seek the Lord. Those that seek the Lord. If you want to partner with us, as you guys know, my Monday and Tuesday streams keep us going financially. I'll give you a link to do that. We don't put any ads on our prayer videos, of course, even when the video's done. We don't put any ads because I don't want you guys praying on these videos and then all of a sudden an ad pops up. But I want to give you guys a chance to give. There's the links. I'm going to answer questions, hang out and talk to you guys. And in 8 minutes, we're going to be going to Jared and Candace's stream for worship and prayer again. So this is just a little intermission. You guys have like an 8-minute intermission here to ask me questions, talk and engage, and I'll give you a chance to give. There's a website. Also, if you monthly partner, you will now be getting the book for free, PDF. You can read it on your phone. It's 200 pages. You can get it on Amazon. But if you monthly partner now, you will get a copy of the book. But it has to be on the website when you monthly partner. Can't be on YouTube because they don't let me give you guys the link or the PDF copy of it. But if you partner with us monthly for any amount on the website every month, you'll get a link to that. You'll get a free book plus 70 free sermons, a bunch of other stuff. But there's that link there, okay? So the mods have put it in the chat. If you want to support these streams, we can keep doing this full time. That'd be great. Don't feel obligated. I don't want to feel like I'm twisting your arm. Don't feel pressured to give. If you can and you want to sow in the ministry, it's good ground. That's all I'm going to say. And that's that. Everything's there. It's all on screen, wherever platform you use, all right? But I just believe the Lord's moving in signs and wonders tonight. Don't lose your passion for prayer. I want to challenge some of you guys. Take some time throughout your week, okay? Put it on your calendar. And let's just say 4 o'clock to 4:30, I'm going to seek the Lord by myself. And I'm going to pray one-on-one with God, secret time, secret place, call it whatever you want. I want you to set apart some time. Start with 30 minutes and just seek the Lord and see what happens. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to have encounters. You're going to experience the Lord. The depression, the anxiety, all the stuff you've been going through all week is going to lift off of you when you get alone with God. So many of us don't get alone with God. But I want to challenge you with that. Take 30 minutes. Seek the Lord by yourself in your prayer closet. Close the door. Turn your phone off. Put on some worship music. And just, Lord, whatever you want to do, I'm here to meet with you. I'm waiting on you. You're going to have encounters. And I'm telling you what's going to happen. You're going to say, why don't I do this more? Why don't I do this more? It's going to happen. If you're already a monthly supporter on the website, I'm going to work on this week sending out the email for the book for free, okay? But if you sign up fresh, a new partner, you're going to get the book. And I'm working on sending out the book to all the monthly partners that are current partners on my website, okay? If you're a YouTube member, you're not going to be able to get that for free because I just can't give the PDF version. YouTube just doesn't allow it. But you'll get everything else except for that. So yeah, do it on the website, isaiahsaldivar.com/partner. That's the website, isaiahsaldivar.com/partner. Or you can scan the QR code, or you can just click the link in the description or the comments, okay? Thank you for your prayers. Thank you, Mama Goodwin, for being here. Appreciate you. And I'm working on new podcast guests. It's a lot of work to book these guests. Some people, you know, it takes some months to get a hold of them. And I understand it's hard to get a hold of me too. So I get it. But I'm working on a bunch of new guests. So I posted a thing saying, tag if you want me to invite someone on or name who you want on. And we got 500 comments on Instagram, 500 comments on you on Facebook, and I think 300 or 400 comments on YouTube. Put it this way. We had about 1,800 comments with guests come in, okay? So I have a long list I'm going to work through and figure it out and see. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. But rest assured, I'm reading through every comment. I'm making a list and all that good stuff. Your book was so good. Thank you so much. From Banning, Southern California. Thank you so much. I'll be in Southern California next week. I'm not preaching, but I'm going on vacation with my family. Praise the Lord. Bless you guys. In 5 minutes, they'll start their stream. And they're just going to flow right in where I left off. I have the link here. The stream will automatically take you there when we end. So stick around for four more minutes. If you're on YouTube, stick around. The stream will take you there when I end. Once again, thank you guys for giving on Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. I'll read them off stream. Thank you so much. My Spotify podcasts are behind. Okay. I'll make sure we get those updated. Not sure why, but I'll make sure they're getting updated. I just text the guy right now that does it. That does the Spotify and uploading all that. So he'll look into it tomorrow. I don't know what kombucha is. I don't think it's bad, but I don't really know. I've tasted it once and it was disgusting, so I just never drank it again. Isn't it like tea? Fermented tea or something? I don't know. But if there's no alcohol in it, I think you're fine. Noah Hines. Okay, let me check him out. I feel like somebody told me about Noah Hines before.
Is he like on YouTube or something? The name is very familiar. Maybe if I see his face, I'll know him. I feel like I've seen him on YouTube, maybe. Let's see. Does he have a camera? I think he's on YouTube, right? Oh, yeah, I've seen him before on YouTube. I've seen him on YouTube. That's awesome. I'll put him on my list. People I'm going to reach out to. Okay, don't put all your recommendations. Yeah, we're still live. Don't put all your recommendations here right now because I already have a list from those comments. So don't put them here, but I'll get to them. I'll get to them, okay? Kombucha's fine. Okay, you're fine.
Oh, he's on YouTube. Okay. Excuse me.
Oh, I hate yawning on stream. Excuse me. Yeah, I tried it once. Ooh. Okay, it's fine. Yeah, it was nasty. Thank you to everybody that's saying thank you. Okay? You guys are always like, thank you for being here. Thank you for praying. It's weird to read them like and say that, but thank you for saying thank you. Thank you for being here. So we thank each other. He does deliverance prayers? Okay, I'll check it out. I'll check out Noah Hines. Let me actually add that to my list right now. I have, like I said, I have a very long list I'm going through. But I do need to start booking new guests. We just hit episode 200. I'm like, that's a lot of episodes we've had on. Don't you guys think? Ugh. But we're just getting warmed up. We're just getting started. We're not going nowhere. Who wants to see a fishing video? That will be out soon. In the next couple days, we'll have our fishing video out. Okay. See me and Jared and Nico on the boat. Nico will be laughing like when we used to have the podcast. It's going to be fun. You want to be a guest? Well, I don't even know you. How would I even get a hold of you? I can't like message you on YouTube. What snacks are you eating these days? I don't even know. I don't even know what am I eating. I don't know. Not really anything. I don't know. I need to get some of those Cheez-Its from back in the day. I haven't had those in a long time. When's the next time you'll be live? Hopefully Thursday at noon. Hopefully Thursday at noon. They will be live any minute, and I have the link ready to post for you. You know what? Let me get the actual official page link. Here it is. What happened to my glasses? I'm wearing contacts now. I just don't wear glasses anymore. I've had Nicholas Bowling on. I had him on not long ago. Okay, they are live now, guys. Let's go for worship and prayer. Let's keep it flowing. Let's keep the spirit moving. I would pray all of you go over there. I don't like talkies. There's the link there for you guys to go. And when I end this on YouTube, it'll automatically take you there. So once again, thank you guys. I'll see you hopefully Thursday. I love you all so much. You can go watch the videos on the channel that I posted a couple days ago. A fishing video coming soon. Love you guys.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content. And please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Isaiah Saldivar. See you next week.